Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
8:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, the friend of the program, knowing all things football, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. She is Sarah Ellison. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Sarah, I know it's not Ravens related, but it's AFC North related. Breaking news, the Steelers have traded wide receiver George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys for what we're hearing is a third-round draft pick. I almost feel like the Steelers may feel this is addition by subtraction with all of the issues that Pickens caused. And just like the Cowboys need more drama, I guess. I don't understand. I understand the move, but if from the football standpoint, what Pickens can do, that doesn't make sense. It just makes sense, I guess, for locker room purposes.
Yeah, well, I feel like this is, you know, pretty good news for the Ravens football-wise just because it gets another talented wide receiver out of the AFC North. But to your point, having somebody that brings down the locker room a little bit with certain antics and attitudes, then maybe that could have been a good thing for the Ravens. But when the Steelers traded for Metcalf, the writing was on the wall. Just like when the Ravens traded for Roquan Smith, the writing was on the wall for Patrick Queen. And Patrick Queen obviously wasn't, and it didn't have any locker room issues, but, you know, we knew that once his rookie contract was up that he would be gone. And so when the Steelers gave Metcalf all that money, that's George Pickens looking at that and saying, well, that could have been my contract. So it's not. He goes over to the Dallas Cowboys. He's out of the division. He's out of the conference. And you know, it's up to the Cowboys to try to make him happy and make sure that he only brings good to the team, which he can do on the field if everything else off the field can be, you know, quieted.
Sarah, a bunch of publications, The Athletic, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, have Ravens ranked as the second best roster in football, only behind the Philadelphia Eagles, prior and post-draft. What do you think about that?
Certainly hard to argue on the offensive side when you finish the season number one in many major offensive statistical categories. Like, it's just hard to argue that. And then on top of it, you're bringing back all of your starters except for one. You could argue they're bringing back all their starters because Voorhees, you know, started the beginning of the season and he lost it due to injury. And so it's hard to argue on that side of the ball. On the defensive side, we will see. I like the faith that they're giving the defense. They have certainly the foundation all the way up the middle. You've got Nnamdi Matabike, Roquan Smith, and Kyle Hamilton. You've got Marlon Humphrey. Nate Wiggins is coming to his own. You hope that a number one pick like Malachi Starks can really help things on the pass defense, and Mike Green if he could get after the quarterback. And so, but to me, it's still a wait and see. And then obviously they're having a change at kicker, which is massive. You've just moved on from the most accurate kicker in NFL history with a rookie, the first drafted rookie in Ravens history. And so to me, it feels, you know, sure, number one, number two, number three for the offense. The other two phases, I'm hoping that they can live up to that expectation, that ranking.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If Lube's nickname isn't Fruit, I'm going to be upset. But that's what I wanted to bring up to you. Are you shocked at all? Because I feel like this was the inevitable outcome that we all knew was going to happen. We were just waiting for it to drop. But with Tucker no longer being a Raven, what are your specific thoughts on that? Is it just, hey, let's just keep moving forward? And do you think Tucker belongs in the Ring of Honor?
Well, talking about whether you're shocked or not, obviously, if you go back a year from now, or if you go back all the way when Justin Tucker was the hero in the divisional game in Denver, where, you know, he's able to hit a field goal kick that Billy Cundiff couldn't do in the playoffs the year before. And you think of the 66-yarder in Detroit and the 20 game-winning field goals that he nailed. And the opera singing and all of that. And he was beloved. He was the hero. And so, if you asked me a year ago today, would I be surprised if he were cut? The answer is yes. But obviously, since he just had his worst season of his career, and it wasn't like he just, like, you know, dropped off a little bit where, you know, he's the number one accurate kicker and then dropped to like number five or even top 10. But his 73% field goal percentage rate last year was 31st in the league. And then obviously you add on top of that, the sexual misconduct and all the noise that's bringing. We all know this. We weren't born yesterday. As soon as somebody's off-field troubles overshadow what they're able to contribute on the field, and then you add a viable replacement, then the writing's on the wall. So in that sense, you know, it wasn't a shock. And so, Loop, I'm here for the nickname of Fruit. He's going to have a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on him. He obviously has a pretty good pedigree. He's got the best field goal percentage in Arizona history. He hit a 62-yarder in a game last year. He was, I believe, 6 of 9 from 50 yards out. He's got the leg. Randy Brown went out and met with all of the kickers, the top kickers coming out of college. This is who he wanted. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him. I think he can be better than the 2024 Justin Tucker, but that wasn't a high standard. So he's going to have a lot of pressure because, you know, fans in Baltimore are used to a very high standard, and that high standard is the best in NFL history. There's going to have to be some grace given to Loop, but they have turned the page, and it was probably the right move for the Ravens to make.
She's Sarah Ellison from Ravens Vault Podcast. Sarah, tell us all about the podcast.
Yeah, it's called The Vault. We go live every day on YouTube at 12 every day. Today we're having the head coach of Virginia Tech on to talk about an ESP Blaze, and I think we're going to get the special teams coach of Loop, who we just talked about. He should be on either today or later this week. So, got some good guests coming on, and everybody can find it live at noon or later on whenever you want, wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sarah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. She's so good. Been around for a long time covering the Ravens. We talked about the rankings earlier. I just saw, did you see that Warren Sharp also listed And this is based on expected points added, EPA, for dropbacks. Since 2020, Lamar Jackson is number three in most clutch quarterbacks. That's like trailing by five, trailing in the last 5 minutes. This is since 2020, the past 5 years. Joe Burrow's number one, Josh Allen's number two, Lamar Jackson's number three. He's ahead of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. That's crazy. This is not opinionated. This is based on a formula.
I mean, I said it last year, and one of the reasons why I was so angry, he didn't win the MVP. It has nothing to do with, like, just fandom or anything. He had one of the best statistical seasons in the history of the NFL. Whether you like that or not, or you believe me or not, go look at the numbers. His efficiency ratings were off the charts.
I like what you said, and I believe you. I just don't like you.
That's fine. Hate me. Love him. Because you appreciate him. Hell, man, the damn everybody that's voting on this thing goes, yeah, let's give him the AP, which means he was the best quarterback, but let's give the MVP to another quarterback. That didn't make any damn sense.
Like Dominic Foxworth said, you're just trying to split the baby right now.
That's all it is.
That's all you're doing. You're just splitting the baby.
Make a decision. That's why you're there, to make tough decisions. Whether or not, is that guy a Hall of Famer or not? Give us your reason why. And if your reason doesn't hold water, kick that guy's ass out of the room and bring in somebody else's that does. They should be doing more of this, man. There's a bunch of people that vote on stuff that don't even watch these damn games.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.